I love Islam. 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 I love Islam.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته ما شاء الله عز وجل welcome back to your favorite program with your favorite uncle. Yes, it's me. Alhamdulillah. I hope you guys can stay with me. And inshallah, azza wa jal, we've got some guests in the studio. Let me just mention to you who these guests are. And then inshallah, we'll go straight into our program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. MashaAllah, what's your name and where are you from? You're from Dewsbury, MashaAllah. Abdul Mateen Attari, MashaAllah, from Dewsbury, MashaAllah. And we've got someone on our left hand side. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
What's your name and where are you from?
Muhammad Inayat Raza Attari.
And how old are you?
18.
Alhamdulillah, we've got a third guest as well. He's looking at us now. So inshallah, all of these three guys are going to be reading their favorite kalam, their favorite naats as well. So inshallah, azza wa jal, let's first of all see what the question for today is.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
It's a very easy question. Which is the first Islamic month? Oh, that's a really hard one, isn't it? Which is the first? Is Abdul Mateen, you need to ask your mom and dad, anyone that you can, to answer that. Idadraza, you need to be, I'm going to be asking you this question. See if you guys can know. You've got no one here to help you apart from yourself and your mind. But nevertheless, Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, once we are in the program, let's see, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, what we have for the first our segment. Let's go towards our first segment, which is story time.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Jee, mashallah, azza wa jal. Our first segment, which is the story time segment, inshallah, azza wa jal, what story are we going to be learning today? So let's go towards our first story of today is about repentance, tawbah. Now remember, repentance is very, very important. There are so many ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentioning about tawbah. Whenever we do tawbah, always ask the wasila of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So guys, whenever we make dua, what do you say? Ya Allah, forgive our mistakes for the sake of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Or you can have the wasila of the pious people. As you know, repentance is very, very important. As human beings, we all make mistakes, okay? We all make what? We all make mistakes. And people make mistakes, humans make mistakes, but that doesn't mean that if I made a mistake, that's it, I'm going to be punished by Allah. It's nothing like that, brother, alright? It's nothing like that. When you make a mistake, Allah Ta'ala is the most forgiving, the most merciful, the most kind, the most generous, the most gracious. He will always forgive us. But you need someone to do tawbah. So if a person commits a sin and he's sorry for what he has done, Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive that person. All you need to do is say, Ya Allah, I did wrong. I know I am wrong. I know I shouldn't have done it. But Ya Allah, I will never do it again. And Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I do tawbah. I repent from it. Inshallah, Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive your sins. Okay? Apart from shirk, it says, what do you know what shirk means? Shirk is when you associate partners with Allah Azza wa Jal. We Muslims, we only believe in one Allah. One Allah we believe in. Alhamdulillah. Qul huwa Allahu ahad. Say you, He is Allah, the One. So we only believe in one Allah and we only worship Him. We only repent to Him. We only bow down to Him. We only do sajda to Him. And we only ask Him. We only ask Allah Azza wa Jal to forgive our sins. Yes, Allah Ta'ala has said so, that you can go to the pious people. The scholars have mentioned that. Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, go to the Messenger, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and repent in the court of Allah, you'll find Allah merciful. So it's very important. Look, lad, whenever we know, even little children as well, we all make mistakes, yeah, because we're human. We all make mistakes. But these mistakes, never ever think to yourself that I will never be forgiven. What's going to happen to me? No, Allah will forgive you. There's many, many incidents of people that have repented in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. There was this person, he committed 99 murders. How many murders?
99 murders.
Yeah, that's what I said as well. Yeah, 99 murders. And after committing 99 murders, he went to and he said to him, will Allah forgive me? He said that you've committed 99 murders and you expect Allah Ta'ala to forgive you. Never! You're going to be thrown into the fire of hell. So he took his knife and he stabbed him as well. So now how many murders?
100
murders he's done. Now he goes to a scholar. So he asked him, I've committed 100 murders. Is there any chance that Allah Ta'ala can forgive me? And the scholar, he says, why not? Go and ask for forgiveness. Allah is the most merciful. I'm sure that Allah Ta'ala will forgive your sins. So this person, he goes, and as he's going, because he's been shown a place where some pious people will be, and these pious people stay with them, do the ibadat of Allah Azza wa Jal, and Allah Ta'ala will forgive you. So as he leaves his home, he walks a few steps and he dies. Now what happens is the angels from hell and the angels of heaven, they come down and they say that the angel of hell says, we're going to take him to hell because he's committed 100 murders. And the angel of heaven says that, no, he repented from the court of Allah. He should not be taken to the fire of hell. We're going to take him to paradise. So then what happened was, the Allah Ta'ala said to him, said to the angels that, oh angels, measure the land. If he is close to his house, he'll be forgiven. He'll be taken to the fire of hell. If he's further or come close to the pious people, he'll be going to the gardens of
paradise.
So what happened was, as the angels were measuring, Allah Ta'ala's mercy erupted. Allah's very merciful. He stretched the land so much that the pious, that person was more closer to the pious people. So the angels of heaven took him away to heaven. Now, can you imagine if you commit that? Now, this doesn't mean that we can go and commit murders and say, right, I'm going to go to Tawbah. Obviously, that is wrong. If you deliberately commit a sin, like for example, if there's a cat stood outside your house and you go and kick that cat and say, well, I'm going to do Tawbah. Yeah? Why did you kick that cat? You kick it deliberately. Have you ever kicked a cat?
No.
Have you ever kicked a rabbit?
No.
Have you ever kicked a mouse?
No.
Have you ever kicked a dog?
No.
Brilliant, lads. That's fine. Okay? So Allah Ta'ala will forgive you. So hopefully, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, a very, very important lesson is, whenever we do something wrong, you realize it's wrong, straight away do tawbah in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. MashaAllah. I've got some messages. Shall I read them out? Salam wa alaikum as-salam. My name is Abdullah Arshad and the answer to the question is brilliant, Abdullah. My name is Naheed Arshad, mashallah. Brilliant, correct answer. Assalamu alaikum, Muhammad Inayat Raza from Dewsbury. Noman from Bradford has got the correct answer as well. Muhammad Mustafa from Leeds. Muhammad Mustafa, brilliant, correct answer. My name is Muhammad Ali Akmal from Glasgow. Hey yo, Glasgow. And the answer to this question is brilliant, mashallah, Azza wa Jal. Salam uncle, the answer to the question is brilliant. Salam uncle Rafakat, we really like your channel. Jazakallahu khaira. My name is Abdullah Hanif from Manchester. The answer to the question is brilliant. My name is Ikra Fatima, aged 5, lives in Sheffield, Tinsley. Yeah, brilliant, correct answer. Let me finish on this topic and then we're going to move on to our next segment because we talked about repentance. May Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us the ability to repent from our sins. And we've got a video package. Do you know what a video package is? Yeah, it's a package with a video in. That makes the understanding very easily. We've got a beautiful video package that we want to show the little kids as well. So let's go towards the video package and we'll come back inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm in Ravenstorp, Abdul Mateen's house. I know Abdul Mateen's next to us, isn't he today? We've come to his garden and look at him. They've got their vegetables at home as well. And it's such a beautiful, mashallah. These are what you call teen day. I don't know what they call in English, but they call teen day. Now, mashallah, look at that. Oh, it's beautiful. Alhamdulillah. And this is what we need to do at home. Number one is we need to plant trees. Yes, they're good for our planet. And with these guys having them at home, alhamdulillah, they get it for free. So inshallah, azza wa jalla, I hope we can have similar to what they have. Even if we don't plant any vegetations, but at least we can have some flowers and some planting some trees as well. So hopefully, inshallah, if you've got any, why don't you send me a video on showing them or a photo of them, inshallah. Take care. Assalamu alaikum. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, that was us when we went to a garden. Well, you know whose garden that was? Abdul Mateen, that was your garden, wasn't it? Brilliant, MashaAllah. That's Abdul Mateen by his house in Ravenstorp. His dad was taking me around. And you know what? They had teen day. They had tomatoes and they had cucumbers as well. I never went to that because we were running out of time. But a beautiful garden, mashallah. That's the kind of garden we should be also having as well. Jee, swiftly moving forward, inshallah, azza wa jal. What we're going to do now is we're going to go towards our next segment, which is called Sunnah Lifestyle.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
MashaAllah, Azza wa Jal. Our next package was Sunnah Lifestyle. Now, Sunnah Lifestyle, what we're going to be learning, obviously, when it's called Sunnah Lifestyle, we're going to be learning about sleeping and awakening in the morning. How do you sleep? How do you wake up? But before I go into that, we've got a new guest inside our studio. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
What's your name?
Ubaid Raza from Dewsbury.
It's Ubaid Raza from Dewsbury, mashallah. Jee, I don't know why you're laughing at me. Jee, so it's Inayat Raza and Ubaid Raza from Dewsbury. Ubaid's going to read a kalam to us later on as well, inshallah, azza wa jal. So he needs to get his kalam. Which one are you reading for us today?
Aisa lagta hai Madine mein.
Aisa lagta hai Madine mein. So kalam written by who? Amir Ahle Sunnat. Because it's from Wasail-e Bakhshish. It's from Amir Ahle Sunnat, mashallah. So we're going to listen to his kalam. But let me just mention one thing because we've started our new segment, Sunnah Lifestyle. Now, obviously, when you go to sleep when you go to sleep at night, make sure you make the intention to wake up for Fajr Salah. Just like you guys do, when you go to sleep, you make up the intention to wake up for Fajr Salah. That should be our first important intention that we make before we go to sleep, because if you go to sleep and you don't make that intention, the alarm's gonna go off, but you're not gonna wake up because your intention wasn't there. So before you go to sleep, make sure you turn on the alarm to wake you up for Fajr Salah. And then inshallah, soldier, before we go to sleep, it is also preferable, a sunnah, that you perform wuzu and then you go to sleep. Obviously, when you go to sleep, make sure you've done your toothbrush or your miswak, whatever, so that when you go to sleep, inshallah, azawajal, you know, you're all cleaned up as well. And sometimes people, they change into their night clothes, which is always a good thing to do as well. And also, when you do go to sleep, make sure you recite mu'awwidhatayn. You know what mu'awwidhatayn is?
Yeah.
Ji.
Four quls.
Wrong answer. Mu'awwidhatayn is the last two quls. Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq. Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. Make sure you read them and you go to sleep, inshallah, azza wa jal. We're going to mention a few more sunnahs, but before we do that, let's listen to Ubaid Raza's kalam, Aisa Lagta Hai. Ji.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulallah, wa sallam alayka ya Habibullah. Aisa lagta chare khayenge aisa lagta hai madine jald wo bulwayenge maut ab to gumbad khazra ke saaye aka dar badar ki kab tak aka dar badar ki thokare hum khayenge aisa lagta hai madine jald wo bulwa Ya Rasulallah kana
रागते जाएंगे या रसूल अल्लाह का नारा लगाते जाएंगे ऐसा लगता है मदीने चंद वो बुलवाएंगे हशर में कैसे संभालूंगा मैं अपने आप को हशर में कैसे संभालूंगा मैं अपने आप को जब वहाँ फरमाएंगे आ मेरे अतार आओ जब वहाँ फरमाएंगे ऐसा लगता है मदीने जल्द वो बुलवाएंगे जाएंगे जा कर उन्हें जख्म जिगर दिखलाएंगे
माशाल्लाह माशाल्लाह that was a very beautiful kalam written by Amir al-Sunnat and recited by Ubayd Raza Attari Mashallah Azza wa Jal moving swiftly on regarding our segment that we are discussing about let me just read this message from Ayan Asif from Dewsbury. Ayan says, our garden has lots of vegetables and some fruits. I will show you when you come. I just don't want to see them, Ayan. I want to taste them as well. Thank you. Gee, mashallah. So I should be down to your beautiful garden and taste the fruits. And we might make a little video of that and show Muhammad Madani channel. And we'll see how many other people have gardens with fruits and vegetables inside. Because remember, we need to be taking care of our planet. The more plants we have, the more trees we have, the better it will be for us. Because they give out oxygen and they breathe in carbon
dioxide.
Yeah, I knew that as well. Carbon dioxide. Yeah, okay, mashallah, azza wa jal. So we're learning the sunnah of sleeping and waking up. So we learned a few sunnahs. One of the other sunnahs is that before you go to sleep, make sure you do tawbah from your sins. That's the first segment that we were talking about. Do tawbah. Ya Allah, please forgive me what I've done wrong. And Amir al-Sunnat, he says that we should offer 2 rakats of namaz of tawbah, 2 rakats salatu tawbah before we go to sleep. And that is, inshallah, we do tawbah, we repent from any gunas, any sins that we've done, and then we can sleep. And then to sleep on the right side of the body is a sunnah. Also, you are facing towards the Qibla Sharif. If you can, and it's easier for you, do try to sleep in that manner. Inshallah, azza wa jal, you will get rewarded for that as well. And also, when you wake up in the morning, before going to sleep, also read the dua. Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. Oh Allah, I live and die in your name. Read this dua, go to sleep, have sweet dreams. Sweet, what does sweet dream mean? Not sweet dreams of sweets flying about in your dreams. Sweet dream means that you dream about Medina, you dream about Makkah, you dream about the holy land, you dream about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and maybe Allah ta'ala wills and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam accepts, it might come into your dreams. Who wants to see the Prophet in their dreams? We all do, don't we? Read the dua before you sleep, and then when you wake up in the morning, what you need to do is you need to read the dua. What is the dua when you wake up in the morning?
Alhamdulillah
yadi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi nushur. I need that as well, thank you. Yeah, so you read that dua when you wake up in the morning, and then inshallah azza wa jal, you offer your fajr salah. Why don't you all make that intention that inshallah we will read our fajr namaz, and not only fajr namaz, our 5 times namaz. Are you guys making the intention as well? You're going to read fajr namaz. Are you going to read fajr? Mm-hmm. You already do, but inshallah make this fajr pakki, inshallah, that we will read our Fajr namaz, inshallah, azza wa jal. And especially when you wake up in the morning, try to do the bedding when you wake up as well. I've done it a few times. We go on the qafla, we learn that, don't we? Do your bedding. Make sure that your bed is not like that. Don't say, well, my mum's going to do it. Yeah. Yeah, your mum's going to do it. Yeah, but why don't you do it so that you can get some reward as well? Are you going to do your bedding this morning?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to do your bedding this morning?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to do your bedding this morning? Okay, I'm going to do your heading this morning if you don't. Yeah, okay. So, mashallah, make sure you do your bedding as well. Make sure you brush your teeth, you do miswas, have your breakfast. Now, breakfast is very, very important. You shouldn't miss your breakfast in the morning. But then, inshallah, these are some of the sunnahs that when we go to sleep, we always keep them in mind. Remember, ma'azallah, do not watch films and dramas. Gee, we've got the next part of our segment. Hope, inshallah, azawajal, we've learned something from this. Our next segment is called Islamic Ruling.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
MashaAllah, azawajal. Our next segment is Islamic Rulings. Now, what do we learn in Islamic rulings? We learn Islamic rulings. But what we're going to learn today? We're going to learn about Jumu'ah Salah. Okay, mashallah. So just Jumu'ah Salah is very, very important because it's a Friday, and Friday is known as Yawmul Eid, the day of Eid, and it is the king of all the days in the week. And alhamdulillah, Jumu'ah is a very, very blessed day. What can you do on the day of Jumu'ah? The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam recited durood upon him on Friday. Alhamdulillah, we see a lot of Muslims, mashallah, they do come for their Jumu'ah Salah. And they leave their work, they leave their jobs after school and college and universities. They all come and they read their Jumu'ah Salah because Jumu'ah Salah is very, very important. Not only do you have the Salah, but you also have the Khutbah, which is also part of that Jumu'ah Salah. Before we go any further, we do have a video call. So let's take this video call and then we swiftly move forward. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
My name is Muhammad Ali Akmal. I am 10 years old and I'm from Glasgow, Scotland. And I'm going to be saying a verse for you.
Allah tere jisme munawwar ki tabish hai, Allah tere jisme munawwar ki tabish hai, jaane jaan main jaane tajalla kaho tujhe, jaane ja main jaane tajalla kaho tujhe.
Please do dua for me and my family and all my teachers.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, ay jaane ja tajalla kahun tujhe. A very beautiful kalam. That was a beautiful voice. May Allah Ta'ala give you more blessings in your voice as well. Now, coming back to the topic that we were discussing about Jumu'ah Salah, remember, is there are conditions of how you can offer your Salatul Jumu'ah as well. Some of the things that people will do on Jumu'ah is they'll have a shower, they'll have a ghusl, they'll clean themselves, they wear new clothes, or they'll wear, you know, washed clothes, they'll wear perfume, people will go to the masjid, they will read Salatul Jumu'ah, and also people also read the Salam in after Jumu'ah. You know which Salam people read normally?
Mustafa Ajahn.
You know that as well?
Yeah, I know a little bit.
Can you read it a little bit? Shall we all read Mustafa Jaane Rahmat? Because we're talking about Jumu'ah. Yeah. Let's read one poem of Mustafa Jaane Rahmat.
Mustafa Jaane Rahmat Pehla Ko Salam Shama'i Balme Hidayat Pehla Ko Salam Jis Suhani Gari Jam Ka Tehba
Excellent. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Allah Ta'ala reward you and Allah Azza wa Jal bless you. Alhamdulillah. Try to make your way to the masjid on a Friday, no matter where you are, whatever job you are doing. If mom and dad are watching as well, make sure you don't miss your Jummah Salah. Obviously, women will read their Zuhr Salah at home. So please make sure, hopefully, inshallah, Azul, I'm expecting everyone to be reading their Jummah Salah this week, inshallah. Where do you normally do Jummah Salah?
In Ghassia Masjid in Dewsbury.
Why do you do yours?
Masjid Ghassia Dewsbury.
Brilliant, mashallah. Let's move swiftly towards our next segment, which is called Islamic Manners.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love
MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, Islamic manners. Now what do we do in this segment is we teach one Islamic manner every week, and as Muslims we will try to act upon that. And the manner that we are going to be learning today is going to be value of time. Now remember, as they say, time is of essence. Time is a very important thing. And time does not wait for anyone. Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned regarding time inside the glorious Quran. In Surah Al-Asr, Allah Azza wa Jal, He mentions regarding time. Let me just give you the surah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرِ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. By the oath of that era of the beloved Prophet Muhammad, indeed mankind is surely in loss, except those who believed and did good deeds and advised one another towards the truth and advised one another to have patience. Now that is what's mentioned inside the glorious Quran. And like I said, time does not wait for anyone. Time, people sometimes say, oh, let's go to this place, we kill time. Can you kill time? No, but time is actually killing you. Yeah, so never ever think to yourself that we're killing time. Time's killing you, because every second that is passing by, that second will not come back again. This morning, what we did, that morning will never ever return back again. Is yesterday going to come back?
No.
Is last week going to come back? No, time never stops for anyone. So don't be thinking, I've got plenty of time. It's time for Fajr Namazo. There's still half an hour. There's still 10 minutes. There's still 5 minutes. No, you should quickly wake up. Whatever, you even during the day as well, when it's time for Salah, leave everything and go towards Salah. And then also make sure, value your time. Do whatever you want in this time. Don't be thinking, I'll do it later. I'll do it tomorrow. Mom says, go and do your homework. No, I can do it tomorrow. Tomorrow never comes. You need to do it now, and you need to do it then. Never ever say to yourself, I've got plenty of time, because you never ever know what could be happening in the next minute. Maybe you want to go and do your homework and you think, well, I'm going to do it half an hour later. And you're sat on the sofa and you doze off. You go to sleep. Yeah, and then you wake up, it's time to go to the mosque, or it's time to do something else. You've lost that time. You could have done something good, but you wasted that time. Or sometimes when your mom says, read the Quran, and then you say, oh, I'll do it, I've got this last game, I'm playing this last game, and then you carry on playing your game, and the time for Salah goes. Can you ever bring the sun back?
No.
Yeah, but do you know that the sun did come back for one person? Do you know who that person was?
Hazrat Ali.
Hazrat Ali, karamallahu, what did you say?
Same thing.
So, mashallah, Hazrat Ali, shall I tell you the story? Hazrat Ali, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it was time for Asr Salah, and he hadn't offered his Asr Salah, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sleeping on his lap. And when the time for Asr was about to end, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, he started to cry. Can you imagine how much love he had for Salah? And the time of Asr finished, and his tears, one of them fell onto the beautiful face of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he woke, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam woke up and said, Ali, why are you crying for? Ya Rasulullah, I've missed my Asr Salah. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he pointed towards the sun, and he pointed it, it has come back, and the sun, it was set. And the sun came back up again. Hazrat Ali offered his Asr Salah. Yes, that was our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the beautiful miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ji, the topic was about Islamic manners, valuing our time. Make sure you value your time. Whatever you have to do, do it there and then. Even, you know, when you have to do your manzil for your madrasa, your school work, whatever you are doing, make sure you do it straight away. Sometimes people, they say that, it's all right, there's plenty of time. Time always runs, and we need to make sure we do everything on time. I don't like people, and maybe you don't like them as well. If someone comes to you on the day, what would you say? Why are you late? People make so many excuses. Oh, I had to take my dogs to the vet. I had to take my cat for a walk. I had to take this and I had to do that. My mom was ill. End of the day, these excuses are not coming any use. Okay, you might be able to fool the person, but because you have come late, you are going to miss out. So for example, if you are going to the masjid madrasa and you were supposed to be learning your lesson, or the lesson has already started, and you go into the madrasa, the lesson's already started, you missed out. Even if it's a minute, you missed out on the lesson for a minute. We need to make sure that we value our time. Every minute is very, very important. Make this habit now. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to have a timetable of his life. What I need to do at this time, what I need to do at that time. He had a timetable that we follow. And there is one worship, let's see if you guys know it. There is one worship that teaches you importance of time and the value of acting upon time. One worship, which one is it?
Fasting in Ramadan.
No. Salah, five times Salah. Can you read Fajr at Maghrib time?
No.
Can you read Asr at Isha time?
No.
No, so that tells you, that teaches you about time, that you have to offer each Salah in its time. Now the thing is, if once, for example, you missed your Salah, sometimes people say, oh, I missed my Salah. That's still something good. Even though you missed your Salah, that was a very, very bad thing you've done. But even having that guilt that, why did I miss my Salah? I shouldn't have done this. I should have offered my Salah. Yeah. But then some people, you have, when they miss their Salah, oh, I missed my Salah, it's all right, I'll read it tomorrow. That's not a good thing to say, that it's all right. It's never all right. The first question asked on the Day of Judgment will be about Salah. And Namaz, Salah, it teaches you about the importance of time. And then, sometimes people, to kill time, what do? They go to sleep. If we just carry on sleeping all the time, who's going to do Ibadat of Allah? Yeah? So make sure you don't sleep just for nothing. Okay, little babies, every time you see a little baby, what do?
Cry.
They sleep, don't they? They've got nothing else to do. Oh, it may go. Yeah. So babies, the more they sleep, it's good for them. But when you become baligh and you get older and older, sleeping too much isn't good for you. So if you want to achieve something in life, what do? You know, you sleep less, you do your work. And the most important and the beautiful time to do something is when you wake up in the morning. The question for today was, which is the first Islamic month? Let's see, what did you say? What do you think it is?
Muharram.
Muharram, that's wrong. It's not Muharram. What do you say?
Muharram al-Haram.
That's, I think it's going to be that one. So where did you get Muharram from?
I don't know.
So again, that is the wrong answer. Let's see what the correct answer is on the screen. We've got it. The correct answer is Muharramul Haram. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal. The correct answer is Muharram. Ubaid, you were right close. So is that that you said, that's wrong. But it's the correct answer. Okay, mashallah. Abdul Mateena, do you enjoy the program today? What's the favorite part of your program when you read the Nath?
No.
What was it?
Favorite part was about Jumma.
MashaAllah, excellent. The way end of our time. Jazakallah khaira for watching. Make sure we made a few good intentions today to offer our Fajr Salah and to also make sure that we offer and also valuing our time, and also we made the intention of reading our Jumma Salah. Make sure you act upon them. And inshallah, I'm going to see you next week, same time, same place. What is your favorite program, guys, together?
I love Islam.
MashaAllah.
I love Islam. 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 I love